You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, where we focus on new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Hi, Ryan.
Well, first, we have a book about songwriting that hit the shelves last week.
Did you know that the co-writer on all five of the singles from Taylor Swift's latest record was the same guy who wrote Baby One More Time for Britney Spears and I Want It That Way for the Backstreet Boys way back in 1999? It's true. And in the new book, The Song Machine, Inside the Hit Factory, music journalist John Seabrook takes the modern popular hit song apart and scrutinizes it as an archaeologist would an ancient civilization's tool, examining every aspect of it in order to learn more about the people who designed it and whom it was meant to serve. Seabrook plays the historian, the producer, the social scientist, and even the economist in The Song Machine, showing how the modern hit-making process has evolved over the decades, why these songs stick in your head, and even the technological developments that spur studios to innovate on the sounds of the top 40. It's a fantastic, provocative book. It even goes as far to forecast a future for pop music based on all that data that streaming giants like Spotify have been collecting on our listening behaviors. And yep, that includes the stuff like this when you slide into a private Spotify session.
Next, we have a band with an emotional rock song that they say came about during a spiraling case of jealousy.
There's some power in holding on to your bitterness. Philadelphia emo rock outfit Modern Baseball proves it with a new song called The Thrash Particle, which briefly shows off a couple of measures worth of light metal guitar chops before the young band shifts up into high gear, sounding about as jaded as you can get with loudly recorded multi-layered vocals. The Thrash Particle is utterly without polish. It's got nothing in common structurally with anything aspiring for the radio. Instead, it opts for directness. It's frank to the point of confrontation. But the song still shows without telling. It shows a music scene small enough where songwriters date and get dumped for other songwriters, they get their feelings hurt and go home to write bitter songs about it.
Didn't watch your exes set. I just left and thought about you, like when your teeth graze those lips and you begin to smile. Later you took my hand, you led us to the doorway, but you let go of me once you saw your friends. And I've known you forever, at least that's what I tell Jake when I'm too drunk to walk home. When your brother's away, he suggested I write a song about the first time we met, but I can't seem to remember where or when. Couldn't watch your exes set. Instead, I wrote this song about you. Thought, would you show your kids if you found the time was right? You tell them where and when. You never thought I'd leave the East Coast. We were young and full of sin, and I too dumb to understand. Yet I've loved you forever. That's what I tell home when I'm too drunk to lie, too drunk to be alone. the hook you wanted to sing about me to my friends. Or you're just stuck inside your head. Oh, 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 you were all I needed. Said I loved you to your face, but you just laughed and walked away.
That's Modern Baseball with a Thrash Particle. Find more at modernbaseballpa.bandcamp.com. Finally, we have a song that NPR Music's Ann Powers describes as blunt, evocative storytelling.
Both pro-war and protest songs have long histories in Americana music. From Creedence Clearwater Revival's Fortunate Son hitting number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100 during the Vietnam War, to Toby Keith writing Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue in the wake of the September 11th attacks. While those songs each channel contrasting sentiments on wartime, neither considers the perspective of the soldier actually in battle. It's fairly rare for songwriters to approach the subject of war at ground level, which is why I was so pleasantly surprised to find this song, Sodger City, by Canadian cowboy Corb Lund, which he wrote after an actual conversation with a Middle East combat veteran. Lund sings in military jargon about getting ambushed and losing comrades in the suburb of Baghdad. It's pretty harrowing stuff.
Honey, don't tell the boys that I'm talking like this, 'cause I can't have them thinking I'm scared. The truth is I ain't afraid of nothing no more. I'm tired and I just don't care. How many tours is too many tours? My baby, she'd like to know. And always nagging at the back of my mind is the Jodas there when I go. Shield from the Kurds, but they educated me pretty fast. Never let them send me back to Salt City. Never let them send me back. Some shit went down, down in Salt City. Some shit went down in Iraq. I ain't going back. Well, it was pretty touch and go from the very first night. Fiercest action I ever seen. Ambush come and we had a dismount. Get busy fighting out in the street. Law hill broke loose under fire from the rooftops. How'd you launch an RPGs? Fighting, running battles with militias in the alleys. Dragging on and on week after week. Taking hits at 50 meters from a shrine nearby, but they wouldn't let us light up the mosque. Then a tank rolled in real hard, real heavy, but they couldn't help the guys who were lost. Thank you. they say they're all supporting the troops. There's no time anyway to be dwelling on that. I hear thinking's only for fools. And as long as there's no like a young man willing to ride to the sound of the guns, I'll be waking up dreaming of the mighty army and of both sides losing their sons. They ain't gonna send me back to Salt City. They ain't gonna send me back. My orders came through, but babe, it isn't pretty. It's Afghanistan instead of Iraq. You're sending me back.
That's Corb Lund with Solder City, and this has been Sample Size. The current issue of Look at OKC has Brandy McDonald's story on Oklahoma City musician Chase Kirby and his appearance on NBC's The Voice. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.